It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 28th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is deference, spelled D-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. Deference is a noun that means respect and esteem due a superior or an elder. Also, affected or ingratiating regard for another's wishes. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Florida Times Union by Steve Patterson. The 41-page filing answered government arguments that appeals rules give trial judges a lot of deference to make findings about facts, such as whether a juror is following court rules. We need to be specific when we tell you that deference and defer both derive from the medieval Latin word deferre, which means to convey, show respect, submit to a decision, because there are two defers in the English language. The defer related to deference is typically used with two in contexts having to do either with allowing someone else to decide or choose something, as in I'll defer to the experts, or with agreeing to follow someone else's decision, wish, etc., as when a court defers to precedent. The other defer traces to the Latin word deferre, meaning to carry away in various directions, spread abroad, postpone, delay, be unlike or distinct. That defer is typically used in contexts having to do with delaying or postponing something, as in a willingness to defer the decision until next month. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.